Valentine felt nervous, bottled up. If he'd been on land, he would have quartered logs and chopped kindling. But there was no firewood to cut on a gunboat at sea. After they grabbed a quick dinner with the Marines, they returned to the cabin and undressed. Valentine picked up one of his lieutenant's bottles and sniffed the mouth. It smelled like rubbing alcohol stored in an old boot.
Will, why do you do that to yourself?
The two officers kept to first names when out of uniform.
I'm still trying to figure out why you don't.
Valentine marked the tiny blue veins crisscrossing Post's nose and forehead.
Maybe I want to live a few more years. The way you're going, your liver will abandon ship, or you'll get drummed out. Either way, you'll be finished.
Hear, hear.
Post raised and refilled his glass, his thick features under the salt and pepper hair taking on a red flush.
I figure you for the type to step into the shower, close the curtain, and blow your brains out with your service revolver. The system's rotten, and you know it, same as I.
Post either trusted Valentine or did not care about being turned in. Either way, from their first days sharing a cabin, they began to tentatively express to each other unorthodox opinions about their Kurian masters, but neither had yet expressed it so directly.
Did you lose someone, Will?
I was married once, yeah. Close to 6 years ago now. That's why I tried so hard for officer. Helped us get better housing. But it all went wrong. Not worth talking about. You're lucky. Your wife gives you someone to live for. Not sure I want to even live for me anymore.
Valentine nerved himself for the plunge.
She's not my wife, Will. The license is forged.
Post looked up at him.
Yeah? What, you pretend him for some reason? Might as well get married. That way you don't need false documents to get your allotments. If it goes wrong, just toss her. Plenty other officers have done it. Hasn't hurt their careers one bit.
Valentine opened the door briefly to check the corridor. He shut the door to their cabin again and sat down on the bed opposite Post.
Will, everything about me is faked. Her, my commission and service record from up north, even the name Rowan's not my own. My name is David Valentine.
Post turned over in his bunk, lying on his side. He put the bottle on the floor between them.
Okay, you got a false name. I don't get it. What is it then, an escape attempt? Damn elaborate one. You'd better pick the right island. Go to the wrong one and the residents will eat you alive. I mean that literally.
I need the Thunderbolt, and I'm gonna take it.
Valentine let the words sink in for a moment. Post's face rippled from blank astonishment to incredulity, then back again to astonishment as the idea took hold.
The original plan was to try with a small group of men I would bring on board. That didn't work out, so I'm gonna make do with what's already on the ship. The chief is on our side, and so is Anka, the grog foreman.
Our side? Whose side is that?
Southern Command. I work for one of the freeholds, the one in the Ozarks and Washitas. I'd like you to join us, if you'll risk it.
Post reached for the bottle and took a drink, ignoring his glass.
The sun's gone to your head, Dave. What are you going to try to do, turn the crew? They didn't get this job by being unreliable. Plus, they have families back home to think about.
The families will be taken care of. It's in the works right now. In a few more days, they'll be on their way out of the KZ. One of our cats is on the inside.
Cats?
Valentine's hypersensitive ears searched the adjoining rooms and corridor. Someone moved through the passageway, and he paused before continuing.
It's a nickname, I guess. It's a long story, but the Kerr and the Grogs aren't the only ones here from elsewhere. Earth is part of a larger war, and other worlds are involved. The Kurians are what you might call a faction of people called the Life Weavers. Their society split thousands and thousands of years ago when the Life Weavers on a planet called Kerr discovered how to become immortal through, I call it vampirism. They've been at war ever since. Way back then, the Kurians came here, and the Life Weavers picked some people to hunt the things brought over from Kerr. They explained to the primitive men that they were placing the spirit of wolves or bears or lions or what have you into the warriors they chose. I still don't know what they do exactly or how. All I can compare it to is turning on something inside you, like a light going on once you close the circuit. There was a hiatus lasting about 6,000 years when the Life Weavers won and Kerr's transportation network got closed down. We turned into a civilization in the gap. Then they came back, and the Life Weavers appeared again to help us.
Valentine looked at Post. He wondered if his lieutenant thought him a lunatic or simply an imaginative liar.
I've heard rumors. Weird stuff about men who can become invisible or breathe water or wrestle a reaper to the ground. Is that what you can do?
None of those. I can see and hear better, and they did something to quicken my reflexes. But that doesn't help me with this, at least now. The best hearing in the world isn't going to help me take this ship. But you could.
Valentine felt relieved for some reason. Something had felt wrong in keeping up the pretense in front of post. Having a man he instinctively liked believing him a tool of the Kurians grated.
I'm not the only discontented one, just the only one that shows it. But you tell most of the men what you just told me, they'll claim they're in with you, and 2 minutes later go straight to the captain, claim the terrorist bounty. It's big enough to live on for a year if you catch a real one.
Post, in the KZ, the rest of your life is whatever the Kurian in charge wants it to be. In the Ozarks, you're not livestock. You're an individual, part of a community. It's not old world, at least not in material terms, but the old beliefs are there. Life has value.
Some community. I've heard you folks are so hungry when winter comes you live off the dead.
This was not the first time Valentine had heard that grisly rumor. He was happy to gainsay it rather than cite invented facts to support it.
Not true. I will say we don't eat as well as a lot of folks in the KZ, but then we're not being fattened for the slaughter either. I'm offering you a way out of all this, Will. A real escape. Not like the bottle you're using now. More, a chance to fight back. You'll be with men and women working to smash the system.
Post picked up the nearly empty bottle and looked at the mouth in a sidelong way, as if it were playing some kind of tune only he could hear. He shut his eyes and opened them again, staring straight at Valentine. Post extended his hand.
It ain't gonna work, Dave. But maybe you won't die alone.